Blog Talk Radio.
That boy Quita. Oh man, y'all is something else. I don't even know why I'm talking. Here we go. Dang, it's 12 o'clock at night. All right. Anonymous, you live on air. Anonymous, you live on air.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I got to be a little messy for 1 second. 5 days ago, Storm Monroe posted a young lady on his post, and everybody's convinced on his community tab. That that's his new girlfriend. Isn't that Tasha's K ex employee, or is she still employed with Tasha K?
I don't know about that.
Can you look on the community tab of Storm Monroe's?
Okay, let me look on the community tab.
Five days ago.
You said 5 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on his community tab. 5 days ago. Okay, I do see, believe it or not, it was my first brunch in Atlanta. I feel so official now. See y'all tomorrow for our Vision Board Park.
That one.
I don't know if that's just a teammate. I don't know.
Remember the brown skinned girl that kind of started the same time as Chelsea? That doesn't look like her to you?
That doesn't look like her to me, but she is thick though.
Okay, I just thought maybe you would know.
She is beautiful. She's beautiful. Man, he better hit that.
Yeah, but what was that girl name? Because Tasha doesn't, you don't hear about her anymore. What was her name?
I don't know. I can't think of her name.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay,
I think
the chat
saying Nicole. Is that it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that's her, though.
Really?
I think that's her.
I don't know. I would have to.
You don't remember while you used to talk about both her and Chelsea.
I remember talking about her and Jasmine. I but not know Nicole. This woman that he's with, she's very thick.
Yeah, I remember something like she lived in Houston and everybody thought she was messing with Shaq, I think that's Tasha K's husband.
Okay, well, they
remember that rumor?
I heard that rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. And then you never saw her, like, post about Tasha K again after that rumor was out. And then you just don't hear about that girl anymore. So I was wondering, I was waiting for you to say something about that, but... I got tired of waiting, so I said, let me ask you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She is beautiful, though. 0235, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Wiley. Listen, I think that 5 years for Cardi is the right amount of time, to be honest with you, because she got a slap on the wrist, and I think it's really ridiculous. It's because she got the money. It just doesn't make sense to me because I just saw a man get 10 days in jail for sleeping during jury duty. Like, what? Like, come on now. Like, that's ridiculous. Cardi got off way too easy. 5 years was – if that guy got 6 months, then Cardi should have got the same amount of time, in my opinion. Now, Nicki Minaj, listen, I would say all Nicki has to do is drop a drug test right now because the way that I saw it was, what's her name, Nosy, she said that she made it seem as if Nicki was currently doing the C word, whatever. So I all she has to do is drop a test, and I don't even think a song lyric is enough evidence, to be honest with you, because it's not direct. It's not the same thing as, oh, she made a statement, and she said that, well, I used to do coke or whatever, right? So I don't think it's the same thing. And if she was doing it, then shouldn't her child have their birth defects? I don't know. I think Nosy is going to lose, to be honest with you, because there's just so much evidence stacked against her, and she doesn't have any, like, a legit rebuttal, so I don't understand. Now, Miss Robbie, listen, Miss Robbie, she's a fool for trying to go after Philly Phil, because Miss Robbie has to prove that Philly Phil and that lady that said all those rumors about her is causing financial damage to her reputation, right? That she's defamed, that Philly Phil defamed Miss Robbie's character, and Miss Robbie is losing out on some money, right? But my thing is that Miss Robbie was already losing money when she decided to defend her son. She was already losing sponsors. She was losing all that because she decided to speak out and defend her son. So it's like she doesn't have a case. She's going to lose. I think it's a waste of time, especially after this trial, because this trial, finding that man guilty can be used against Miss Robbie. She don't got a case, in my opinion, to be honest with you. And that's all I got to say, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you so very much for calling in. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you. We love when Mr. Barbs call in because he loves him some Nicki Minaj. All right, let's go to the next caller. Okay, here we go. All right, 9847, calling on air.
Well, what do you talk on, Nicki?
9847, okay, you're not ready. 9572.
Wally, hello, this is IVMR. Of course, you know who I am. I just want to say, do not be fake. Stop being fake. Nicki does perks, and she openly admitted to that. That's the only drug that she does. Coke, it's not one. Coke is cheap, like what Whitney said. So she doesn't do coke, she does perks. And she violated her child and everything, so of course she's going to win. Now, as an Cardi, I feel like they should lock her up. She sent grown men to beat up two women over what her husband is doing. And guess what, Wally? Her husband wasn't even at the court with her. So you have to do 15 days community service for a man that didn't even show up to court with you? How does that look? Tell me.
Well, for me, I'm going to say this, and I say this humbly. Maybe her husband is booked and busy. I don't know where her husband could be cheating on her with her sister. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know why her husband was there. You know, Nicki Minaj's husband can't be on her side either at court because he's on house arrest. So I really don't know. Both of them choose bad husbands. You know what I'm saying? He can't keep his
right.
Under suggestion, and Nicki Minaj's husband can't leave the house.
But
look,
there's a difference, though, because what Nicki has, I know Nicki husband will be on her side at the court every single day, but Cardi husband is doing nothing. He could literally pay for babysitters. He could get flued to where she was at and everything, and he still didn't show up. And Nicki husband's on house arrest, so even though he is, you know, anyways, but yeah, and that's all I got to say. Jennifer Huff is not going to win because Nicki never said it, never said in her music, oh, I do coke and I rock the boat. She never said any of that. She said she said something of the lines of she's selling these mixtapes, like how people be selling coke, something like that. She never said she does that. There's a thin line difference. As far as Tasha K, as far as Cardi B and Tasha K, I feel like I feel like Tasha K is going to try and sue you or somebody else just so she can get the money to pay Cardi B. That's how I feel.
If she sued the Wiley show, we don't have 4 minutes to put on Cardi. She, like that would be just a dumb move. because you should sue people that got money. We ain't got it. So you spent all that money for attorney fees. It's going to take years. You ain't got it. And you still going to have
to. For real, I do feel that way, though. Wiley, I feel like you should watch out because I feel like she's going to try and sue you next.
She's going to sue. Like, it's not going to happen. We don't have it. It's just a dumb move to sue a poor person. What are you going to get from that poor person? Nothing. Like,
she can at least get $20,000 out of you.
Dude, she can't get even $20,000. Where is that? Please tell me where the $20,000 is at. I ain't going to get it. That ain't going to happen. But we shall see how it's going to play out.
I mean, I don't know. And this, like, do you really think that she's in Africa? Is she moving to Africa, or is she just there for a vacation?
I think she's there to hide money, and I definitely think she's there to visit some family and put money in their name to try to buy any property in there because she did say she would like to move to Africa. But she said her money would not be the same, but she do have an app. So it's a possibility. I heard that she's putting in her mother-in-law name, and the cost of living in Africa is cheaper than it is in Florida.
How much do you think, how much money do you think Tasha K has? Do you think she got the $4 million?
I don't see $4 million in the bank, no.
Ooh. I mean, but do she got to pay it up front, or can she do payment plans?
No, she got to pay that. I don't know about a payment plan. That's a good question. That's something you have to ask Cardi B lawyer is, plan for the lien on the house, they want that $4 million.
So she could just, like, if I was Tasha, I would be trying to sue anybody that says anything bad about me so I could get that money, because if I don't have it, I'm going to sue somebody else and see can
but
I get
she
it
would be
spend, but my thing
would,
is
she would be spending more money on her attorney fees with that, and that's just crazy. She can't afford to have 5, 6, 7, 8 lawsuits, because that's how many bloggers are talking about her. Like, that you don't have that type of funding like that.
And before I go, I want to say, and the reason why Cardi wants the money from Tasha K so bad is because Cardi knows that those two twins is for to sue her for the same amount that she sued Tasha. So she's willing, so she's hoping that she gets that money from Tasha very soon so she can just pay it out to them twins.
All right. Thank you so very much.
And call it a day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. He said, do you know who I am? Ah, I love talking to the Barbs. 9542, call you on the air.
Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good. I hope you had a good day. I know it's late, but I have a lot to say. Not too much. I won't be like the Voice of New York, but I'm going to start where I agree with you at, and that is the piece with Nicki Minaj. With Cardi B. Yes, I agree with you. She does deserve at least 5 years for what she did. And see, what people are not talking about is the man that she got to go in there with her that got tried also, he got 6 months. So he's doing 6 months in jail. And that's what they do. The person with the money stays out of jail. The other person, you know, they take the time. And then when they get out, they get hooked up. So that's not the thing. But the thing really is Cardi should also be serving those 6 months. I believe rightfully so. But I do agree with you that she should have gotten 5 years. As far as the thing with Nicki and Nosy Ho, Nicki's not suing Nosy Ho because she interviewed Jennifer Hugh, because she could have sued the real and got real money. She's not suing Nosy Ho because Nosy Ho calls her all kind of names. Because look at Armand. She could have sued him years ago, the way he talks about her. She's suing her because she talked about her son. And what I don't like, this is where I'm disagreeing. When you did your commentary the other day, you kind of repeated what she said about her son could grow up to be something or whatever. And I was like, that's not fair, because whose father's perfect? And who can look back and say, oh, when I grow up, because my father was a bad person, I'm going to be a bad person. And not only that, that little boy is still a little boy. What is he, 2, 3? You understand? So any mother, it's not because she's Nicki Minaj and she's trying to be like Cardi. Any mother would go crazy. Any real mother that loves their children would have the same reaction or worse if somebody was talking about their child that way. So that's all I want to say about that. I don't care about calling her names and saying she's not the queen. That kind of stuff, I doubt she really loses sleep over that. But when you talk about her son, the way you talk about him in that disgusting way, that woman, you know, she thought she was being edgy, and, you know, she probably saw how far Armand took it, and she was like, I'm going to take it even further. You know what I mean? And then it became a thing, and it was just like, but it got real disgusting. I think Armand got disgusting with his commentary, but this lady, to go beyond what he says, you know, to me, it was all for just shock value. And then come to find out, we found out the woman's a fraud. She got all these different names. We're going to get to the name changes with Montrez as soon as I finish with this lady. But she went through all these name changes. She owes all this money. She's a fraud, a thief. A bad debtor. She's like in debt all over. Wherever she goes, she owes money. Nikki doesn't want $75,000 from that woman. You really think Nikki's worried about her $75,000? I think what she's going to do is take intellectual property, something that can really hurt her. I know you don't got $75,000, sis. So I'm going to take it how I take it. And when you have lawyers like Nikki, and then you have a lady that's praying that she gets some free bono, free pro bono lawyer whiz to help her out. Good luck to her. You know what I mean? But I think she's disgusting. Okay. This is where we are going to disagree. I believe that Montrez is a liar because he said that his mother had some kind of a temperature name like Sunny. She's Sunny. He's Storm. He told this story. You know, and when he told the story, he told it like he was born with that name. In Armand's famous drag, he dragged him for his mother naming him Storm. So the gag wasn't that we found out his real name. I think the gag was that he had this whole made-up world where he said, oh, my mother named me Storm because her name is Thunder and my father's name is Lightning. You know what I mean? I think that's what it was when none of it was true. And I think that if I was coming over your house every day and I had a whole story behind my name and I've been in around you and your family for years and then you find out my name is something else, you're going to be like, dang, I've been around this girl. She told me that blah, blah, blah. So I think it's rightly so that, you know, the thing with the name change about him was very dishonest. And, yeah, I think he just was dishonest about the name that he was born with. And But I think Montrez will be okay. He has 200,000 followers.
My thing is this. I don't care about him changing his name. For me,
me neither. Me neither. But
if he committed a crime. She won his friend.
It wasn't
Jesus.
A because it
she
was a
crime.
It was just.
I want to say this. I don't think Tasha Cam Storm were friends. She did YouTube and she was mentoring for YouTube for her own personal gain. They weren't friends. They wasn't husband and wife. They wasn't girlfriend and boyfriend. That to me is not a read at all. It's just really, really not. Who cares? People changing. I'm going to change. You ain't change my. I'm come over to good. Who cares?
But Wiley,
like,
it doesn't matter because
he didn't lose
out loud. That's the same way. If he said, you know, I named myself Storm because this is what it. He didn't even have to have no explanation. To be honest with you, if he just said my name Storm and left it like that, then that's what it was. Then it would have been less of a read if they found out his real name. Da 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 da. He could have been, well, I never told y'all what my real name is. I don't know you people. It's just like Dravion. We're not mad that we know Dravion's real name, but it's not the fact that we know their real name. That's not a read. He was dishonest about it, just like you're being dishonest because you like him.
No. For me, hold on 1 second. First of all, don't put it in my mouth. I'm saying that I don't care how you feel about it because I disagree. If he changed his name, let him change his name. Who gives a darn? He changed his name. Whoop-de-doo. He didn't commit no crime. It was no crime in his previous name. He wasn't running from the law. Who cares that he changed his name? I don't feel like that should matter that he changed his name from whatever. His name is Storm Monroe. It's a great name. It's iconic. He's doing great, successful things. He got 200,000 followers. He's making six figures a month on YouTube. He's doing incredible things. So I don't think that because he changed his name, that's like a read. It's not. It's a good thing. Who cares? And I personally don't care. I personally did not put it out there when he sent me the information because it was dumb, in my humble opinion. I don't care if he changed his name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with my trans. I really don't. My only issue was that they took it personal because they have a personal relationship. You don't. You know,
they didn't really
like
have a personal relationship
like
that. They was working. They was working. He wasn't even
in
a house like that. They didn't. She mentored him for YouTube. They went in a marriage relationship. That is his legal name, Storm Monroe. That's the name that that is his name, and we should honor that. This is not a bad thing. I don't think nobody should be pressed about it. That's why I didn't really get no news like that, because people don't care if he changed his name. But when people try to paint him to be a criminal, and we put it out there that was false, we put that out there. But who cares if he changed his name is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care that Montrez changed his name. And he said we could call him that on his channel. So I'm not being disrespectful. So I don't care if Montrez changed his name. I'm just saying that find it shady. It's not shady to me. It's really low-level news, like you said. But when you feel somebody else's perspective, and it's funny how some people could lie and we could say, oh, it's okay, and other people lie and it's news. But anyway, I think Larry Reed got busted. And neither one of them are going to give Tasha the pleasure of beefing with each other. So I think that they're not going to go on their channel. Tasha just wasn't going to come on his channel crying like, oh, Larry gave my address out. No, there's still such thing as putting up a good front. So even though you put up a good front and y'all claim that, oh, I gave her
a
fake address.
I talked to Larry about that.
But he gave her two fake addresses. He gave her two, not one. So
they talked about
that
and stuff like that. For me, they already had a conversation, and he already told Tasha that he was going to do
that.
We disagree. I don't think they would lie about it, but who cares? She did say she was going to sue Conscious and all this. She said she was going to sue me. I told her, do what you got to do. You can sue me all day long. Who cares? That does not bother me. I'm not shaking in my boots. It's civil. Just like she don't care that she got sued by Cardi B. You think we care?
Nope.
If somebody sued from Tasha, who cares? It's civil court. That's nothing.
She still don't care. Yeah, I looked at her net worth because I was like, she's really like snickering about this $4 million. Does she really have it? Her excuse me. Her net worth online, if it's true, they say she's only worth $2 million. So yeah, that $4 million, if she has to give it to Cardi B, is gonna hit her. It's not like she got $4 million stuck to the side. But then again, when her and Larry Reed were on live, Larry Reed said he know Tasha's gonna be okay. That's why they have insurance and other things like that in place for things just like this, and Tasha will be fine. So does she have to go in her bank account? Does she have to sell her house? Does she have to run to Africa? It makes for good commentary and a gag, but
she did move from her house. She did move to Florida and rent our house.
People do that all the time. They have money.
But Cardi B wants to put a lien on the house, so she ain't scot free from this, ma'am. Like Cardi B just filed to put
a lien on the house if Tasha still owns it. And y'all saying that
that's
she
what I'm
lost
saying.
That.
No, what I'm saying is,
so I said she lost
what I'm saying.
Home.
I said, listen to what I'm saying. It's the Wiley Show. I said she moved that house to rent it out, and Cardi B want to put a lien on the house. Okay, so that's how that's going to play out in court, and they're playing it out in court that Cardi B is not playing that she want her money. We're going to see how that's going to play out in the courts. At the end of the day, it's the judge's decision, it's the court's decision of what they're going to do with that. But as a fact, Cardi B did win, and she's now doing due process to get her money.
Well, she has to wait till the appeal is over. She can't do anything till then. So
if Tasha loses the appeal,
she's going to have to pay. But right now, if she doesn't do nothing, she's not going to get a dime.
Okay, give me one second. I got to Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. That's only one. That's only if the judge say, well, you know, she can recoup her money. She don't have to wait until the appeal. The judge can also order that. So we'll see how that's going to play out. Let's go to the next caller. Anonymous, you live on the air.
Is it me, Wally? Can you
hear
me?
Yes, it is. Yes, I can hear you.
It's me. Hey. Y'all, I'm going to be anonymous on this month because YouTube streets is dangerous, honey. I don't want you to give the last four nothing and then people be putting in the first three in the air code. Honey, I ain't about to play with you YouTube people out here on these streets because y'all's dangerous. I want to give a shout-out to all the mods in the room, the fellow producers. Hey, Shante. Hey, Deborah. Hey, y'all. But I just want to tell y'all got to tread. It's not thread. It's tread carefully. Whoever said thread, it's tread carefully on these YouTube streets, y'all, because I'm going to tell you something, Wally, you as well. I'm going to tell y'all, I have no dog in any fight, no dog in any fight with what y'all got going on how y'all getting y'all money. Because at the end of the day, y'all trying to get y'all bag. But these fake alliances and fake loyalty, that shit gone back. It's gone backfire on a few people. So y'all really probably need to separate yourselves from some of this YouTube shit for real.
Language. Hold on. I don't. For me, it doesn't matter. I can only speak for me. We do our content. That's what we do. You don't see me linking up with these people, taking pictures with these people, going to their house, eat Thanksgiving food. No. With our show, we just do commentary. I can't speak for other shows, but we just do commentary. Like Larry Reed. I think Larry Reed could potentially be a great mentor because not only he's a spiritual mentor, he could be a great mentor. He's a good guy. But I've been knowing Larry Reed since he's been doing music. He's just a really, really good guy. I believe Storm Monroe is a really, 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 really good guy. I think the men get along more better than the women when, you know, that's just my humble opinion. But me, mm-hmm. humbly speaking, I feel like that, you know, when Larry was saying, he won't be able to get on television being connected with this YouTube mess because he did not get on, you know, what was the show? I'm so sorry. The show that he was on BET Plus. I can't think of it right now. Kingdom Business. I'm sorry. Yes, Kingdom Business. So he got on there because he was doing celebrity gossip and also talking about the preachers and talking about the gospel artists, right? But he changed his content up once he got lawsuits because the old Larry Reed would expose pastors that are sleeping with members and all of that, but Bishop E. Dewey Smith sued him and other pastors came against him and sued him. And so now he just talk about what's public. But the old Larry Reed will actually expose pastors that's actually sleeping with their members while they marry.
Oh, so the doers don't like to get done when it's done to them. Is that what I'm hearing?
So Larry changed. He did a whole 180 on his content. He only talks about what's public. But the old Larry, a member can from such and such church, can reach out to Larry and say, hey, I'm in a sexual relationship with Bishop so-and-so. Here's the receipt. And he interviewed them. But he don't really do that anymore. He just talk about, you know, celebrity gossip and talk. And he also talk about church stuff, but it must be public. But the old Larry wasn't like that. But he changed once he got them lawsuits.
But see, the thing is, but Wally, he's still getting caught up in all this. He say, she say, all this, you know, gossiping. Yet still, is that still, you know, a man, you know, something, a man of the cloth or
the gospel would do? He's a commentator, and so his business is internet. So he does go on Conscious TV show because Conscious had his back when he was getting accused of sleeping with underage teenagers. Do you remember that?
Oh.
And so there's a YouTuber by the name of Phil Moore put that out there, and he was telling people to unsubscribe, and over 1,500 people, 2,000 people unsubscribed from him from Patreon. And in fact, he lost like $60,000 and lost revenue because of the allegation came up, and he sued Daryl Moore in federal defamation court, and the man that said that Larry Reed did that, they threw him under the bus, and it bankrupt Daryl Moore, and now the man can't even get 100 people in his chat.
So he's on a damage control circuit.
Yes.
Okay, see, well, QB, this is my CC. I ain't letting y'all know nothing about me. Y'all ain't gonna be doxing me and putting me out there. Oh, and also I want to talk about Tim Norman. I'm glad he's found guilty on that part. And as far as Nicki Minaj, people, you know, people do stuff in their past, and it shit come up. I'm sorry, STH come up. How do you spell it? Stuff comes up, and you just have to just be careful. Hey, Tastic T, just have to be careful what you do. If you don't want to, you know, anything to come up about you, just don't do it. Or simply just keep your business on the low. I mean, people are going to talk. People are going to find out stuff. So you're not immune or hidden from, you know, being revealed. I mean, and as far as Cardi B, she should have gotten some time. I believe that. And I have no dog in the fight between Tasha K and Cardi B, but I will stand with Tasha K on this for only one principle, but one basic principle is that Tasha K, where she confuses me at, and when she comes for us. I mean, when I say us, I mean us down here on the lower of this, you know, this pyramid. We on the bottom. When she comes for one of us, like ourselves, you know, her, us, whatever. She's messing with the people, the diaspora, that, you know, we're struggling as it is, you know, we're trying to get it, you know, we're trying to, you know, make things happen, and you are constantly keeping, you know, mess up between others and bringing up things that people have, you know, confided in you. I think that you should have a little, you know, bit of loyalty to somebody and, you know, and be a good friend to somebody. People want to talk, but it's things like this that people don't feel like they can talk to anybody. Now, it's just really hard to make people just want to trust people and to build a bond with people, because you never know, you do something, say something, and they're going to tell all your business. They're going to embarrass you. And that's just a fact of life. But when you mess with the people of the diaspora, you know, we have to do better, people. Now, the Cardi B's and all these people, all these multi-million, you know, these platforms that are bigger than, you know, than us, that we can ever imagine, let them, you know, let the dead bury the dead. Let them folks fight. But we need to leave them people alone, mind our business, and get our money up, get our businesses up, get our families together. And I think that we'll do better, you know, as a people, instead of being so messy. I love it, though.
All right. Thank you, Samaras, for calling in. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, damn, I hung up on somebody. Call back in, 586. 353, calling you on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Hey, Wilder, how you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm calling to give commentary on the Nicki Minaj situation.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj has never said that she's done coke in neither song that she has put out. Never. Now, Percocet, yes, but you said it like it's, the lady said she did drugs. The lady said a specific drug. She said that Nicki Minaj was on coke. And Nicki Minaj didn't know nothing about Nosy Hoax until her fans came and told her. She got it on Twitter. It's right there all over Twitter, her saying that the lady wasn't in the lawsuit, but she is now. No, it wasn't about the Jennifer Hugh interview either.
Okay. That's what you're
saying?
Okay,
and that's what I have to say. Yes, that's all I have to say.
Well, I do want to say shout out to Nosy Hoax attorney, that they say that she is represented by a high-profile attorney that represents celebrities. I want to share that. So give me a second. Y'all sharing it in the DM, so can y'all send me that DM again so I can see it? But they were saying that Nosy Hoax is represented. I don't know if it's pro bono, but they said she is represented by a high-profile attorney.
That's good for her, but I don't think she's going to win. And I felt real offended when you were saying something about people staying up all night, too. Well, I stay up all night. I ain't on no damn coke, though.
I was just giving my opinion. So thank you so very much.
You too. You did not. You have a good one.
All right, too. You have a good one. All right. We're going to the next caller. Hold on. Let me see if that caller called back in. Oh, they ain't called back in because I hung up on him by accident. All right. 5878, caller, you're on the air. 5878.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to the Wally Show.
Okay. So I want to first speak on Tim Norman. I followed this case. I follow the people that have followed this case, and I'm glad that they said he was guilty on all charges. When the jury went out and was out a half a day and then another day and a half a day, I was like, please, Lord, do not let him get off on this. So I'm happy that they found him guilty. And for anybody that's following a court case, you can always pull up the records because they're public. So I'm happy on that. Want to speak on Tasha K and the Larry Reed situation. I found Tasha K on a mishap when I first started following YouTube. Even when I was on YouTube, Wally, I found you when you was in the B sector. And I've always followed you. But then when Tasha K, Storm Monroe, Seven Stars, and all of y'all are intertwining, I'm like, okay, Wally is great. Love you. Sometimes you be with the mess and be putting on the mess. Tasha K and this Larry Reed and this Conscious TV and this Storm Monroe mess, it could have ended if she said, Storm, I put you in this situation. I was wrong. But the narcissist in her is like, I got to make myself look so great. And she left him out there to burn. And she didn't think nobody, whether it was Wally, whether it was Conscious TV, and not even Larry, because he ain't even spoke up about Storm. He spoke up about his truth. She left him out there to burn. And when she found out that that didn't work, she came for everybody else. Conscious TV, Wiley, Larry Reed.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Hello?
Get your last point, then I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay, so the next thing about Nicki Minaj, everybody's all up in the uproar because she's finally speaking out on her truth. If you know anything about Nicki, you can go out and find it. Cardi B is a person that is not black, but she loves to use the Negro word. She called black women roaches. I hope your black baby die. And I'm just not understanding how she don't get the same treatment as Nicki Minaj. And it's okay. History. You can go find it.
All right, thank you.
She should be in jail.
All right, thank you so very much for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, wow, because good God. 7136.
Oh, hi, Wally. I have to crack up laughing my own self. Oh, Jesus. I want to first start off with Storm name, because you had a caller about four or five back. Who cares about that man's name? Half of the people on the internet is on there with a bogus name. So what difference do it make? Gosh. Anyway, moving on, I'm going to go a little bit further back with Tasha K and Cardi B. When Tasha K then went to court and Cardi B had to submit her medical record, I'm just curious to how recent was the medical record, because to really get some really good data, they should have went way back requested way back before she was famous into her medical records. She probably would have gotten more of what she was looking for, because when you go deep back toward the, you know, the beginning of her records, not, oh, you go to the doctor today and oh, it came back clean. No, go back to before she was famous, those medical records. Now, that's number one. I think she might have, would have maybe lucked up somewhere if she had something. Two, she needs a new lawyer, because Olga, I wouldn't bet nothing on her. I just don't care. Larry referred or not, no. And if she has the same judge that, if Carly went to the same judge that she just went her case with, it might be all bad for Tasha, because it seemed like that judge was just not fair 100%. He was, to me, he was waiting more on Cardi B side. So if that appeal is going to that same judge, let's cross your fingers for TK, because I don't think she's going to have a good day. Now, as far as Nicki Minaj, that's just a mess. Think that Nosy Ho, she did go way, way too far, you know, and I think it's how she delivered it as well, too, because she sounds real aggressive, you know, maybe passionate, but it just seems, you know, like an angry black woman. And I can see her side, though, because if it's in the root, it's in the fruit. So I understand where she was coming from. I just feel like it was her delivery was just intended to be really, you know, mean. And, yeah, that's about it, though, Wally.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you. Okay. Let me see if that caller called back, because I hung up on somebody. Okay, they call back in. 9847, caller, you're on the air. 9847. Okay, you're not ready. I don't know why people call in and don't be ready. Okay, 2741.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hey, yeah.
Doing good.
Calling to talk about the lawsuit. I'm at the lawsuits that's going on with the YouTubers and everything. I don't think people really realize, like, the magnitude of that, you know, and especially at a certain age. Running around getting a lawsuit from gossiping and becoming manic on one subject is crazy. Why? Because everything you get, you won't own nothing. You hear me? You won't never own nothing, because now you owe them. They kind of like the IRS. Tasha, she won't own nothing. If whatever she does, that's why she running and hiding. You hear me? Because why would you... It's really not worth it. So now it's like you working for, now it's like she's working for Cardi. And also with the other lawsuits with the $20 million, like, that, it's not worth it. You get a subject, and I'm not saying you, that's why I like you, Wiley. You have a balance. You don't become just so fixated on one subject. You know, you even it out, you know. But some, like with that $20 million, with that pastor, that was manic. That one was going, not Larry Reed, sweet self, but the other one, he was just going nuts, you know. So you got to find a balance. Don't become too wrapped up into the stuff, into where you working for these people now, because you'll never acquire nothing. Why? That's why if you really go and try and get a house loan or anything dealing with big money, they ask you on the application, do you have any liens or judgments? They ask you that for a reason, because we know you'll never own this. If we loan you this, this just going to go to this person. You'll never pay us back. So that's not cool. Chill out with the lawsuits and I'll get a suit and sue me. No. That's why Nosy Ho over there looking, she's scared. She's scared. You can read it all over her face. Now, Tasha K, she going to ride out. Her pride won't let her be. She probably can't even sleep at night. Because how do you I'm all over the place right now. I've been drinking. But how do you uproot your teenage daughter from an American lifestyle to where she know her peers to over here? No, listen to me. A teenage girl, ladies, y'all feel me? When you a teenager, these are important years of your life when you're getting your friends and stuff. But no, I got to uproot, leave all my friends and possibly my little crush to go to Africa to follow my mom because she couldn't shut up about Cardi B, an artist I like. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Right, so you want to talk about motherhood. You're not being a good mother, Tasha, because you done took your teenage daughter. Well, I don't know how old she is. She might be a preteen, whatever. But you took her at this vulnerable age where a girl, it's the awkward age for a girl at this time. And you done took her from where they speaking purity hood language like me right now because I done been drinking, honey. But now you done took her over there to where they could be talking about her and she don't even know it. And you hollering about private school and the air cleaner. Get it together. And this all come from a lawsuit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah, so y'all be, and I'm not, when I say y'all, I'm not speaking to you. I'm just, this is a blanket statement. Like, be careful. Don't get too caught up. Don't get too caught up. Like, it's not really worth it. It's like people going out sad because, you know, even though a person don't have a money, have the money to pay, everything you get, they are going to take. So even with I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even said that. I'm sorry. But that he should be the main example because he was going in on that pastor. Leave that dude alone. If he doing what he do, go ahead, you know?
Oh,
one
more
thing I want to say this too. I want to say
last point, and I'm going to my next caller. Go ahead.
Okay, last point is, why is he a closeted gay? Why is Larry Reed a closeted gay? How you going to say you like getting your thing did up and you do other people's thing up, but you don't consider yourself gay? Why not? But you such a gay advocate. I don't understand that either. But okay, I'm going to go ahead and go.
All right, thank you.
On tonight.
The words of Larry Reed mouth, no, Larry Reed did not say that. He said that he had experienced that in his past when he was violated as a child. And I just want to make that clear. Y'all missing that point. Y'all do know it's boys out here that get violated, just like it's little girls out here that get violated. I think people missed that point. He was, I can't say the word because the album, M-word, as a teenager, right? 5560, caller, you're live on the air.
Hi, Riley. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Yeah, so I first wanted to address the Nicki Minaj situation. I think that this is honestly just Nicki getting back at Nosy Ho for that Jennifer interview because no one on the internet was seriously, like, talking about that, and Nosy was the one who really kind of, like, you know, created the significant chatter about it, and unfortunately, she was, you know, too amped up during, you know, one of her, like, shows or whatever the case may be, and said a little too much, and, you know, she got a little too comfortable and unfortunately played herself, but I do, and the reason why I say that Nicki was just, you know, retaliating for the Jennifer interview is because Nosy Ho is not some, like, you know, huge blogger on YouTube or Twitter. Like, yeah, she has a cute following, but, like, let's be for real here. It's not like she has a lovely tea type following where, you know, if she posts something, like, people are actually going to really see it and believe it and, you know, reshare it significantly. Like, it's just, it was very strategic. I think Nikki, like, the whole situation, like, she just played herself as well. I have no idea why someone who is in her position would even marry, or I don't know if they're officially married, but would get with someone with the background that her husband or whatever he is to her has. And the fact that she really had his child is beyond me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I think she's having some mental breakdown, even when you look at her. I don't know if it's a mental breakdown or a midlife crisis, but she can't accept the fact that she's getting older. It's just, it's a lot going on there. And this is someone who grew up as, you know, a Nikki fan. I'm from New York, so, like, she's huge. In terms of the Cardi B situation, honestly, she, of course, got, you know, a slap on the wrist. I feel like, I don't know if I am into, like, jail time. I don't know, maybe, like, house arrest. Like, but she should have received a harsher punishment because she literally orchestrated an attack on someone. So that whole 15-day community service, she's already on this kind of, like, community service PR run, which I am convinced that her team kind of got a head start on just so it wouldn't seem like, oh, she's giving back to the community solely because of this sentence. So I think that was strategic on her end. It's a mess. I think Tasha K, that's a mess too. Like, I don't know if people dig their own grave and then, like, are just too proud to admit, like, yo, I messed up. It's crazy. I think everybody you spoke about tonight are all mentally ill and need serious, like, counseling because people are just crazy, and I don't know. It's a mess. And that's all I have to say. All right.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Be patient, people. All right, 6268, caller. I'm sorry, 6268, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Wally. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, this is the deal. I'm first going to talk about Miss Nikki, okay? The drugs that she says she uses in her records have the same chemicals as cocaine. So that's exactly where Nosy Ho lawyer is going to be. It's an opiate just like cocaine. The same thing, same effect, same ingredient. So whether Nosy Ho called it cocaine, opiates is still going to be found in her because that's what those pills are. As far as Ms. Robbie is concerned and Tim, Ms. Robbie is going to be liable for a wrongful death lawsuit because the only reason why her grandson came back was to prove to her that he did not rob her, a test that could have been done in his town. It's too speculative how she lured her son back and insisting her grandson come back. You understand? When a lie detector test with her rich ass could have had that done where that boy was. Why did you insist on him coming back? Was you so mad about $250,000 you wanted to kill him also? You know? So, like, you know, whether this woman, everybody want to say how much she loved Andre, you understand? And I really have believed that also. But we got to stop being brainwashed and fooled. You understand? We got to stop being fooled because the reason why I say she's going to be 100% liable for this wrongful death lawsuit, she's supporting the killer. She's supporting the killer. She says, oh, he's not convicted yet. Her whole attitude, her whole situation about, you know, when this boy texted her and begged her and told her, the very person that killed him was after him, she's going to be 100% liable for that lawsuit. As far as Mr. Reed is concerned, that's my beautiful king mentor. So with that note, I shut the F up when it come down to him because, baby, I can't tell my side of the story. I can't. He'll never allow me back on his panel. So I always give him that respect. That's his mentor, CTV mentor. I don't play with that because I love him
so much. The thing I want to say about this, and I'm going to answer Jack and say this. I think that Conscious should not say this is my boo or something like that, play games with that, this is my mentor, keep it like that. Because even though Larry said that's cool, but it won't be cool if I get a relationship, but that can kind of tarnish a relationship. Because I don't think a woman will want to date a man that said, well, this is my boo and that's another man. No, let's keep it professional. This is my mentor. Because when you play games like that, then that leads Tasha K to say, well, this is Larry Reed got a alleged boo. Tasha K, Larry Reed got a Les Blue, and his Les Blue is Conscious. You give her ammunition. So if I were Conscious, I would say, this is my mentor. I don't play games. I always say, I love Dr. Larry D. Reed. I don't make any type of joke saying that he's attractive. I want to be with him. No, I keep it strictly professional. And that's what you need to do with Dr. Larry D. Reed.
I will not speak on Mr. Larry Reed. If I ain't got nothing good to say, I'm not going to say nothing at all. Let me go down to Nosy Ho. Nosy Ho needs to be off the internet for her own sake, for her safety, because she keeps doing too much. You know, YouTube could take her off for the accusations that she's saying about this lady. And where Nikki needs to go with this, she needs to sue for damages for her son's future. Like, this might affect her son mentally. But where she's trying to take this little thing in the court, she needs to be suing on the behalf of her son. You know, that's what I would do. I wouldn't even be trying to bring anybody in on drugs. And like she did that damn live, doing all that shit. Come on, man. It was so despicable. Like, she thought she was so cute she was going to get away with that. You know, really. Come on, you look as too despicable. You're sniffing something. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Your last point, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Get your last point.
Hold on, because I had to take some notes because you had people.
Get your last point because I got to go now because we've been on here too long now. Get your last point because I'm going to get these last three callers. Your last point.
Okay. My last point is I need Andre's mother to totally make a wrongful death lawsuit against Ms. Robbie. She's 100% responsible for that child's death. But the only reason why he came was to prove his love to his grandmother. So he got killed trying to prove his love. And for that, she needs to be sued. That's my last thing. Thank you,
Wiley. Thank you so very much. Thank you. When you have smoke detectors, I got to get you up. I can't stand people that got smoke detectors going off. Beep, get that fixed. Put a battery in that smoke detector. Next caller, 3197.
Hi, Wiley. A lot of the callers before made points like Ms. Barbara, and I think that lady, I agree with what she said about, like, you know, YouTubers, you know, I think that they should talk about the news, you know, get your kiki, get your coin, and keep it moving. Like, some of these YouTubers, they do go too far, like King Jives, what he did with that bishop. You know, he was talking about the man's ring and just, you know, he was just taking it too far. And if you got to get a GoFundMe or you got to, you know, I guess try to pull up the money, a pro bono lawyer, like, no, something like she going in there with a pro bono lawyer. Like, girl, you know, stick to the facts and just get your kiki and coins and keep it moving. As far as Larry, did you say something? I thought I heard feedback.
No, her lawyer is Bobby. How to pronounce his last name? S-A-M-I-N-I. She have a good lawyer. Like, he's a good lawyer. So maybe he don't like Nikki. Or maybe he want to use it as publicity for his law firm. Like, I don't know if he's really going to be 100% on Nosy's side. But she do have a good lawyer. That lawyer ain't no joke.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to see that. I didn't know who her lawyer was. But anywho, talking about Larry Reed, I feel like, you know, Tasha, you know, I'm not a fan. And I do think that, you know, she crossed the line when she talked about, like, her and, you know, things that her and Larry talked about offline. However, I think Larry has done that, like, you know, with his baby mama, he exposed her and everything. You know, he was like, that's the price of being in his life. So I think maybe there's a lesson there for him. But he did say to Tasha that he had peen in his mouth, and this was not, this was beyond, like, his violation, that this was something, like, that he wanted to do. He also was, like, on the live, he was very ambiguous about his sexuality. He said he's not, he doesn't identify as gay, but he didn't say what he identified as. He didn't say it was, whether it was heterosexual or bisexual, whatever. So I don't think that makes Tasha a liar or a homophobe. I just think that, you know, she misclassified what his sexuality is. He told her, he said, stop telling people that I'm gay. So he didn't necessarily tell her not to say, you know, that, you know, what, not to talk about his sexuality is what I'm saying. So he just told her, he was like, stop telling people that. When Tasha got on the live, she said, you know, I've been windmilling and fighting for Larry, you know, and but he told me to stop telling people that he's gay. And, you know, I did tell him, say, hey, you were violated. You know, that doesn't make you gay. And he told her he, whatever his sexual acts that he's performed. So I just think, you know, I mean, he, you know, it's just kind of a miscommunication there. I don't think that that makes her a liar. And even for me to defend her is hard. But, I mean, I just think in this situation, you know, Larry says that being ambiguous with his sexuality is a part of his brand. So that does open him up for people to interpret whatever it is that they want to interpret him as. And so why would you then get mad with Tasha if you want those kind of conversations and that's a part of your brand? So I just don't understand that, you know, and I feel like that if you want to close the gap on that, then say whatever you are. I feel like, you know, if he likes men and women, then that makes him bisexual. But if he's now heterosexual, whatever, he should just be very clear if he doesn't want those kinds of conversations. As far as Storm, I feel like that caller who was calling Storm, like Montrez, I just don't understand why someone would call someone. I mean, Storm's name is legally Storm. So why are you calling him something that is not his name? And even if it wasn't, like, legally, if someone tells you, hey, I want to be Brenda, why are you going to call them Sally, you know, and just constantly calling them another name when they're saying, this is who I am? So I think that it is disrespectful. Call him by the name that he wants to be called. So that's all I had to say. Thanks, Wiley.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I agree. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I agree. That's a good point. All right. 4566, caller, you're live on air.
Hey, Wiley. I know I was going to make it over here. So, okay. I just wanted to say that Cardi B's situation is over. She's given too much life to Tasha K. She's given Tasha K way more life than she ever should have had. And it's starting to show. Nobody's making any good music, Cardi B or Nicki. Everybody's just sitting up arguing and suing people. And I had to listen to Glorilla this summer. The summer was terrible. It was no good music going on. And I don't know. That's all I wanted to say. And I just want to wish you health and wealth in this internet, this entertainment stuff you got going on with these people.
Thank you. I thank you so very much for the support. Thank you so very much. You was real fast. We thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She came in. Ba-da-da-da, bop, bop, bop. 8226 calling you live on air.
So I want to say that Nicki is allowed to have a baby and like whoever she wants to like, just like how some of y'all have babies by men who don't even take care of your first baby and you have multiple babies by them, knowing that they are deadbeat. Tasha K, the queen of whatever the fuck she do on Instagram,
language,
I mean, Twitter.
No, we don't do no cussing.
She's the F of whatever she do on social media. She blah, 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 blah. She's a troll just like you are.
Sometimes you like Nikki, sometimes you don't.
I am a commentator, and so if I'm a troll, Fox News is a troll. If I'm a troll, CNN is a troll. If I'm a troll, MSNBC is a troll. I am a commentator.
I am a commentator, ma'am.
That's not make me a troll,
like,
because sometimes I like Nikki and sometimes I like Cardi.
Like,
I am a commentator. I am a commentator. I just not hold on, hold on, hold on. You say it's a hold on, hold on, hold on. I am a commentator.
You copy tweets, Wiley.
I gotta let you go. Because here you are talking about tweets. You call it a troll. Like, come on now. What are you calling this to the Wiley?
I call to tell the truth.
I don't care what you say. I'm a commentator. It is what it is.
Can I say this?
I'm going to ask you a question. I got to put you on mute because it's the Wiley Show. Is it against the law to cut a tweet? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So what I'm doing is legal. So you saying that ain't a read. Who cares?
It's legal.
Mainstream. Give me a second. Let me explain something to you. I want to go to all
of
these.
You don't have your own mind, Wiley.
Give me one second because you are a
mind
supporter.
You are a mind
wicked supporter. Who cares? But the Shade Room, Ball Alert, all they done. Is all, hold on one
second.
I can put you, you can't interrupt me. I'm sorry. You can interrupt your mama, but you can't interrupt me. They copy and paste stuff. So me copying and pasting a tweet is not illegal. And I will continue to do so.
Fine. But guess what that means?
That's not
you
mean I can copy
you
and paste. That doesn't make me a troll. You can't, just because you're trying to call me a troll, I don't believe it. I reject that.
I am not a commentator.
And if you don't like it, it's my opinion. You can call into Armand Wiggins show. You don't have to call into this show.
I cannot stand Armand. I believe
that you are his supporter, and you should call it to his show. So why are you stalking my tweets because I'm copying a tweet? Who cares?
No, that's not true. I'm not stalking your tweets.
You are stalking my tweets. How do you know this?
No,
You're stalking my tweets.
I'm not stalking your Twitter. I love you because you're funny.
You don't love
hell.
Me. No, you don't. You don't even donate.
But tonight,
you don't love me. Stop with that false love. You don't even donate to the channel. So I don't feel your love.
Your attitude tonight is horrible.
Because it's the Wiley Show.
Your
attitude could be whatever because it's the Wiley Show.
No, your attitude tonight is horrible.
If you don't like it, you can go to another show. I'm sorry. You can go to another show if you don't like my attitude.
No, I'll come back to you when you're funny.
Okay,
tonight,
I've been
you're
funny.
You're irritated.
Okay, I got to let you go. Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you so very much for calling. I got to let you go because you said that I was a troll, and I'm not a troll.
I'm not a troll.
Well, you call me a troll, so you are a troll.
No, I say you're acting like a troll.
Well, you're acting like a troll.
I'm not. You're.
Yes, you are.
It's funny. It's funny because everything I'm saying is the truth. And you're
Everything you said is not the truth. Just because you said does not make it the truth.
No, it is the truth because it's factual.
It's not factual. It's your opinion. That ain't fact. That's your opinion.
Anything that I have proof of is a fact. If
I don't know what you
time,
think that you have proof of, but what's
no,
your other point
can,
that you want to make before
I,
no, before
not,
I go before I go
I
to the other caller? What's your other point that you want to make?
My point is this. Tonight, you're not being very nice. You don't have the same.
That does not matter. I worked a full-time job. I've been on my feet for over 16 hours.
Okay, it is what it is, man.
I'm a hard-working black man. Every day it's not going to be all peaches and cream.
It's
going to be some good days.
It is what it is.
You're here for entertainment, man. You're mad because you called me a troll, and I say I'm not a troll. And when I disagree with you, and hold on one second, when I disagree with you, you're mad and you're saying I'm not having a good day. I disagree with you. I am a commentator. You call me a troll again, I got to go to the next call. Go ahead, ma'am. What's your statement?
You're not. I don't have to. What did Nicki Minaj? You're being an idiot right now.
Okay, I got to let you go. You insulted me. Next caller, 434. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Hey. Now, come on, Wiley. Don't let these people get to you. You know we love you. And
these people
are just trolls, but we love you.
Have a dialogue.
Look, Wiley, well, you know we love you.
I love you,
too.
And,
yeah, you do trolls sometimes.
I love my subscribers. I love them.
Yes. And we love the trolls, so it's all good. I actually missed the show, so definitely replay game.
Yeah,
replay game, but I just had to call in and just, you know, I just want to congratulate you almost at 30,000 and just being consistent and then being a hardworking man. Like you said, you work a job, you on your feet, and then you come and entertain us, and you don't have to do that.
Thank you.
So
thank you,
appreciate you. This is just appreciation.
Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you so very much.
Yes, and this is love from Inglewood, Chicago. I love you.
Inglewood, Chicago. You know, I got to go and visit Inglewood. I hope you vote for Jamal Green for mayor, and I need you to sign his signature. And I need you to go to his office and say, Wiley, tell him Marquise Wiley sent you, because I want you to support him.
I will, because I just started following him on Instagram.
All right.
He's doing a lot of good stuff.
Yes. He did the free car wash.
So.
He got a good plan for breaking down a crime, a good plan of home ownership. He's actually helping. He actually helped a lot of families become homeowners and to fix their credit. So he's doing great things. And for him to be young, I've been following him for years, and he's always been good for the community. So I think he would be a good mayor. I mean, he would be way better than Lori Lightfoot because she got to go.
Yeah, we need some new blood. We need some new blood in here. So. Definitely. No, I'm following him. And, I love it. I love to see black people starting to own homes and fix their credit. So, you know. But anyway, thank you, Wiley. You have a good night, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Oh, thank you. I just want to play. You can't call in to insult the host. You can't call in to Ramon Wiggins and insult him. He will cuss you out, block you. You can't call in and insult Tasha K, she will block you and cuss you out. You can't insult Wiley. I am not an idiot. I'm a commentator. I am an intelligent African-American Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. So I got to stop saying I'm a Democrat. I got to stop saying I'm a Democrat because I'm not a registered Democrat. I am a registered independent. All right. I'm not even a Republican. I'm a registered independent. I'm not even a Democrat. I'm independent. I'm an independent. Yes, I'm independent. All right. Okay. Okay. Before I go, I do want to play Jamal Green. He did talk about the law that they were talking about in Illinois. So I do want to play his clip, but we got two more callers in here. I do want to get them on before we play Jamal Green. 6268, caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, Wiley. Sorry about my smoke alarms, and thank you. Everybody change your smoke alarms. But listen, I had to call back because, first of all, that judgment that Tasha K got in that racist-ass court is bullshit. Sorry about the word.
Language.
Sorry about the word. But, okay, yeah, I would never use that language again. But check this out. With her own words, now that Miss King is shown that she's a little killer, you understand, that her lawyer just got to use Cardi B's own words to win Tasha K appeal. You understand? Her own words, what she does to men in a hotel, drug them. Her own words, getting convicted, beating up people and everything. All she needs is a good lawyer this time and use a collage of everything Cardi B has done and said, because, see, that Illuminati dressed Cardi B up to be a Taylor Smith, and that she's not. And these white folks and whoever is on these 12 jurors don't know what that thing truly is. But now they do. Now they know she a little killer. that put hits out on people. Now they know what kind of character she is. So that's what I had to call back and say, because, you know, this smoke alarm situation, you right. Thank you for that, because I'm like,
thank you.
Realize.
All right, thank you so very much.
Have a blessed day.
I'm just saying, because I remember about the smoke detector, it was a case where the family didn't know, they couldn't even, the smoke didn't have any batteries. So make sure you guys make sure you all put a battery in your smoke detectors for safety reasons, for safety. So I want you all to be safe. So make sure you put a battery in your smoke detector, go to Walmart. And if you live in a building, you have a maintenance department. If you have a good maintenance department, you could just call your maintenance office and say, hey, I need a battery in my smoke detector. Let's go to the next. Anonymous, you're live on the air.
Hello, Wiley.
Hi.
Wiley, let me tell you something. Like, these people are crazy. Like, I never see, I don't even watch the TV like that, Wiley, unless I'm watching the news, because you know I have to be up on the news. But these people on YouTube have lost their mind, Wiley. First of all, Tasha K should pay Cardi B her money. Tasha K, you wrote the check, cash it. Cardi B is not going to stop coming after you, girl. And Wiley, I don't care what she just say. She can run anywhere she wants to in the world. You're going to have to pay that woman her money, girl. So, you know, Tasha K is entertaining, so she's making money off of it. Unlike Nosy Ho, Wiley, that lawsuit, Nicki Minaj, is not going to give Nosy Ho the attention she thinks she's going to have. She's not Tasha K. See, that's the thing about it. Girl, you up here still running your mouth about this woman. All you're going to do is dig yourself in a deeper hole. And Wiley, let me tell you something. I meant to tell you this the other day, but I should have recorded it because this was a mess. This is why. This Nicki Minaj and Nosy Ho thing, Wiley. There's something to this. And this is why I think this girl is in real trouble. Remember that girl that called when you did a show about Black T Blog and Cardi B, and it was this girl that called in and she was calling Black T Blog. It was just a very weird woman, and she called in at the beginning of your show and she was like over talking you or whatever. Well, the other day, Wiley, this girl was on Station Head. Wiley, she went the same day that Nicki Minaj filed that lawsuit on Nosy Ho. This girl, Wiley, she was on Station Head going crazy. She was, like, cussing, and it seemed like she had some kind of connection to Cardi B or some kind of relationship with Cardi B. And she was like that. Somebody tried to throw her under the bus, and she really wouldn't say exactly what it is, but it sounded like Nosy Ho probably tried to put her in the mess with Nicki Minaj by mentioning Cardi B. And if you read that lawsuit, it says that Nosy Ho is a puppet for somebody. So people is assuming it's Cardi B or whatever, but this is gonna get real interesting. This one right here is totally different from Tasha K and Cardi B. It's gonna get interesting because this is gonna reveal some stuff. I think Nosy Ho should stop, girl. Just stop. You don't have the money like Tasha K. You don't have the platform like Tasha K. You need to stop letting those subscribers gas you up, thinking that you're gonna win this case because, girl, that lady is going to take everything you got. I don't care what kind of lawyer she got. She don't have Nicki Minaj money, Wiley, and she don't have her lawyer. They are going to ruin her. She need to stop. And my thing about it is, where is Jennifer Ho? Is Jennifer Ho going to help you, girl, with attorney fees? Where is Jennifer Ho attorney? He should be representing you for free. Because you up here advocating for women and for, you know, for all victims. Where is the help, girl? So you just on YouTube running your mouth. I guess you're going to need to make all the money you need. But at the end of the day, girl, you just need to shut up and stop. But Wiley, anyway, so pay these. Stop talking about these lying on these celebrities. But this Conscious TV, Larry Reed, Tasha K. Wiley, Tasha K is so funny. Well, Larry Reed, first of all, this Conscious TV, Wiley, they said that Larry Reed bought her a car and him a car and all kind of stuff. Wiley, the other day on Alive, this man, she was like, Larry Reed bought me a laptop. So, like, Larry Reed, it do seem like Larry Reed is buying things for this creator because he was so excited that Larry Reed sent him the new iPad laptop or whatever, the iMac. And it was on YouTube just jumping for joy. So Wiley, I don't know. It might be. It do look a little weird. But Larry Reed, I mean, you are a minister. You know, you need to be honest with the people if there's something to be honest about. And Wiley, I don't think Armand Wiggins and his best friends are friends anymore. Did you see how Armand Wiggins was referring to him in that line? I don't think they're friends no more, Wiley. So, I mean, that's something you probably, you know, want to look into because it's mighty funny that, you know, Tasha K just seemed like she came in and ruined everybody's friendship. Tasha K is an agent of chaos. People, and y'all need to understand that that woman is a muck. Pay Cardi B your money and, you know, just get over with it. But Cardi B is keeping her, you know, out in the limelight, Wiley, so she's not going to pay her, not anytime soon. But Wiley, that's all I got to say. These people on YouTube are crazy, they're entertaining, and nosy ho girl, shut up. Shut up. Well, good night, Wiley.
Well, good night. Thank you very much for calling in. Also, too, I do want to play this clip from Jamal Green. He did explain about the law that they passed to take away cash bail in Illinois. I do want to play this, so give me a second, you guys. I want to play it. Where is it at? Do we have that? Oh, here we go.
People lie to y'all. This is a lie. All of the things that they have been saying about the Safety Act is a lie. This is not a purge law where everyone can just get out of jail after they commit a second-degree murder. Let's be serious here. The Safety Act just says that they're eliminating cash bail. So that means that people who usually wouldn't be able to afford to get out of jail would not have to pay their way to get out, but they would have to go to a hearing to see if they're a danger to society. So if you commit second-degree murder and they have evidence to show that, then you will stay in jail pending your trial. And if you are not a flight risk or a danger to society, then they will let you out pending your trial. These Republicans got these lies spreading all over social media. Please let people know that all of this is bullshit.
All right. So that's what he said right then and there. Cash bail has done way more harm than good. They're reporting for years. Absolutely. And I forgot the man's name. I'm so bad with names, but it was a young man that was in he was in jail in New York. I forgot what they called the jail in New York. Bear with me, God. I've been up all day. And he didn't even go to trial. He's been sitting in jail for years waiting to go to trial. And he committed the S word because he was in jail. He was in solitary confinement and all that. So I do think they need to go away with cash bail, and I do believe that they should have a hearing to prove that if you're a danger, if you're not a danger, then you should get an electronic monitoring and stuff like that. Khalif, brother. All right, I don't know how to pronounce it. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. I'm gonna pin that comment. Thank you so very much. That was that story, and I saw that documentary, and it was sad, man. It was so sad. Rikers Island. He was on Rikers Island. Thank you. So yeah, they do need to go away with cash bail. I don't think they would ever do that in Texas, but this is a red state, so I don't think they would do that in Texas unless we get Beto O'Rourke or whatever his name is to get him in, to get him as the new governor. Democrats made this law on January 1st, 2023. When I read the Safety Act, I was like, why are people spreading lies with the purge stuff? Because, let me say this really quick, and I played into the lie, I would. Republicans play a good part of making up lies. The Republicans does really good when they make up lies. So they really, really good. Oh, it's a personal. They really, really good with name dropping. But we won't talk about that another time. We've been on here all day. Thank y'all so very much. I want y'all to subscribe. Wait a second. Let me come on camera with my low budget camera. Purchase a new computer for $1,000. It's like I got to get a screwdriver to get something out. It's something inside. It's so much, and so I got to hook that up. So that's what I'm gonna be doing all week because I'm off. And I thank y'all because we put all the donations people gave, we put it into the new system. So we're gonna have a new system, and so this weekend I'm gonna be hooking it up and getting it together. And we thank y'all for contributing to the show. And so we thank y'all so very much. I do thank y'all. People waited up for me to go live. We almost had 600 people in the chat. I thank y'all so much because y'all went on the Wiley Show to give their opinion about Larry Reed, Tasha K, and all of these people. Like y'all waited until I came and said something. I thank y'all for the audience for y'all waiting on me to say it. I don't have to rush to tell a story. Y'all gonna be here when I go live because we have a built-in audience. I greatly appreciate the audience. So we are really close to 30,000 subscribers. Some of y'all have been subscribing and they unsubscribing. So make sure you check your phone right now and click that subscribe button. It's 500 people in here, 569 people in here. If y'all click that, we will be over 29,000 followers. So subscribe to the channel. Thank you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a good episode. Thank you so very much. Let me see. Can I bring up? Hold on one second. This is Nosy Ho. Give me a second. Let me bring it up. If y'all leave, because we live, I want to bring this up because she got a good attorney. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. If y'all know how to pronounce his last name, I'm gonna just call him Bobby, because I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Samani. Did I say it right? But this is our attorney. Give me a second. Okay. Let me screen share this. This attorney. All right, let me screen share here. Okay. So this is our attorney. He's an American attorney. Y'all see that? Let me see notable clients. Let me see who's his client. Okay. So Bobby, national media coverage for serving as lead counsel for former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. Litigation, NBA, so he have represented that. They said following a public outcry, NBA announced that Sterling will receive a lifetime ban from the NBA. Oh, damn, so he lost. Did he lose that? So he represented that person. Then I think he sued TMZ, if I'm not mistaken. He represented a royal family, and July 6, 2020, the United States Justice Department filed a complaint against somebody. He have some cases here, so I don't know if he's a good attorney, but she do have a high profile attorney. Okay. So I don't know why he represent Nosy, but she do got an attorney. She do got an attorney. She got an attorney. Oh, so he's a high-powered attorney, child. So she got one. Thank y'all so very much. Also, too, make sure y'all follow the channel, subscribe. Also, too, we have a text list. In a second. A text number, a VIP text number, VIP, where you sometimes we're going to start texting y'all stuff before the public. But we have this text number, and it's free. And it's 888-534-4939. It is free. 888-534-4939. And you can be notified. Also, too, if you want to contribute to our show, $MarquiseWally28. We thank you so very much. My birthday is coming up and on November 11th, so it's right around the corner. And you know we request each subscriber $2 as a birthday gift. And our birthday is on November 11th, so I'll be 32 years old, $1 per year. We requested for $32. So for on November 11th, that's what we're requesting. We would like for our birthday, and we will also put out a wish list. But I would prefer the cash for my birthday. All right. All right, $1 per year. All right. Oh man, yes, $1 per year. November 11th. We request that because we be giving y'all a lot of entertainment. All right, I'll be 32 years old. 32. I was born November 11, 1990. I'm going to make sure. Would I be 32? Let me make sure. Child. Yeah, I'll be 32. I'll be 32 years old. What happened when you reached 96 like the queen? I'll be 32. Yes. All right. Thank y'all so very much. I'm going to go. I haven't ate. I did eat something. I ate some broccoli today. I had some baked chicken, broccoli. Because of my job, they give us free lunch. And it was delicious. I chewed that lunch up. I was hungry. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much for the support. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I know y'all tired of me working, but I'm off the weekend, so y'all can send me some stories for the weekend. All right, y'all. And y'all got a 2-hour, 43-minute video. Make sure y'all catch the replay. I thought she was doing vegetables only. I tried to just do the broccoli and the vegetables only, but somebody told me I need some protein. So I talked to a nutritionist. She said, you need protein. So I had some baked chicken. So I'm implementing the baked chicken and stuff like that. I just couldn't do the vegetables only because they said that's not healthy. All right. So, but I did have some broccoli today. I had some baked chicken. It was delicious. It was that place. It was some good food. So shout out to the chef. They did an amazing job. I had a good lunch. Amazing job. Yes, thank y'all so very much. I'm going to go and watch me a movie. Oh, I want y'all, because we want to talk about this. So I need all of y'all to go watch Sins of Our Mother. I need y'all to go watch that show. Sins of Our Mother. Go watch that show. It's called Sins of Our Mother. It is a documentary. It is so good. It is called Sins of Our Mother. It was so good. It is on Netflix. It was so good. Sins of Our Mother. Did y'all see that? It's on Netflix. If you didn't see it, go watch it. It's good. Yeah, she was having mental health issues, and put it into religion. Make sure you go watch it. Start out. It's good. And I finished watching it last night. I was in my bed watching that because I slept all because I was off on Thursday. I didn't go live because I just slept. I was tired. Yes. Yes. I want to know, is she asleep? Give me a second. I don't know if she's asleep. Let me call somebody. Yeah, they use religion to hide mental health issues. It's sad. That's a good topic that we're going to talk about. I probably fell asleep. And I have to watch a few episodes. Oh, yeah, she's asleep. I be calling my moderators in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. They be knocked out asleep. I'm like, hey, what up? I be calling them. I need to get in a relationship. I need to get some people I can talk to in the middle of the night. Because at the night, I be having my deepest conversations, but they be knocked out. So I need some new phone buddies in the middle of the night. They use religion to hide mental health issues. It's really sad. That's so true. I probably fell asleep to it tonight. Have to watch a few episodes a couple of times. Okay. It was good. I had a good time. Also, too, I am going to be doing an Audible book, and I'm going to be reading White Fear. It's a book written by Roland Martin. I'm going to be reading that on Audible. I'm going to be listening to it. This will be my second Audible book because sometimes I get lazy by reading a book, but now it's the Audible. So I'm going to get an Audible account. And my first book that I read on the Audible was the guy that owned Motown Record, Berry Gordy. I read his autobiography. It was good. I listened to it on the Audible book. It was really, really good. It was really, 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 really good. So I'm definitely going to that's a good book. So I'm going to listen to it. I did not finish CNA Thoughts. I did not finish CNA Thoughts. I need to finish it. I need to finish it because when I'm working, I get so busy and I'm so good when I was on the plane and train and stuff, I can read books like that. But when I, in my life, I got to get back into reading. I would love to have like a book club where people come to my house and we have a book club and stuff. I would love to do that. But you know, most of y'all don't live in Texas. I listen in the car. Okay. Thank y'all so very much. But it's a lot that people make wellness and stuff like that because sometimes I be hearing voices in my head and, you know, when I used to thought that I was saved, I hear voices and I'm like, is that the devil, the voice in my head? Or is that a mental illness? You know, do you supposed to hear voices in your head? And, like, is that a part of mental illness? So I have reached out to my psych doctor. And I told her, you know, I need to see a therapist because I have a lot of questions for a therapist. So it's a waiting list because the organization that I'm a part of that I get my meds and stuff, I'm going to see a psych doctor, is a nonprofit. So I'm trying to see a therapist. So y'all hope everything go through for that. Do it on YouTube. Start your book club on YouTube. We can start it on YouTube. Yes, that's a good point. I may even talk to Larry Reed to see if he can pay for me to go to a therapist. He got the money. I'm going to have to call Larry. Larry, if you're listening, let me a therapist. If you're listening. If you're listening, Larry, pay me a therapist. If you're out there listening, pay for me a therapist. If you're listening, I want to talk to a therapist. I want to sit on the couch and talk to my therapist. I can't read the book on YouTube due to copyright, but we can do a book club. We can do a book club on YouTube, but I can't read the book. If you're out there listening, can y'all send this to Larry Reed? Can you pay for Wiley to go see a therapist? I need 15 people to hit up in his DM because I need a therapist. Because y'all won't donate for me to go to a therapist. So we need about 15 people because reach out to her. Send it to Tasha K2 to pay for my therapist. I'm always watching in the middle of the night while I'm at work. I love you, Wiley. I would be looking for you to be live this. Okay. Why should he have to pay for you? I just want him to do it. He don't have to, but I'm going to ask. I want to go to a therapist. Look at them. Now, see if I put that out there. Now they're going to have these questions. Wow. Oh man, let me calm down. Oh, because you know, I guess closed mouth don't get fed. Okay, I'm gonna open my mouth. I'll open up other stuff. I saw somebody say when it was breaking news Oh, I didn't see that about Wendy Williams. I would have got that news. Therapy is important. I need to see a therapist, but y'all laughing. It's okay. I need to see a therapist. They say, I don't know if this is a series or something. I want to see a woman. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank y'all so very much for y'all support. I'm going to go. Mental health is real. No, I'm not going to open the phone lines back up. I'm done. We done with the show. Definitely don't ask Tasha. She may refer you to her. I should have called Tasha K and asked her to pay for my therapist. Let me call Tasha. She probably asleep. What time is it in Nigeria? Do y'all know the time in Nigeria? Oh, man. Do y'all know the time? Do y'all know the time in Nigeria? Is it 7:43? Is it 7:43? It's too early in Nigeria. Okay, I'll have to call her later. I'm going to have to call her later. Thank y'all so very much for y'all support. I will see y'all in the next video. Let me go because I'm about to say something that I was supposed to say. See y'all later. Paul, yeah, I'm done. I'm actually done with the video. Well, yeah, tomorrow I need you to text. And we can go to the movies tomorrow and go see the new Viola Davis movie. Let me see what time they're showing that because I'm going to go see that tomorrow. And then we can go to IHOP or Chili's or something. Yeah, we can definitely do that tomorrow. We'll go see that. We can go see that tomorrow. The woman can go see that tomorrow. I think we can go see it in the morning because I think we get a cheaper ticket in the morning because I'm on a budget. Let me see what time. Let me see. You're going to see that in the morning because it's only like $5.50. So we can go see that in the morning. I am tired. I am so tired. Like, I have been up all day today. And doing YouTube and doing working 8 hours, it was a whole lot. But I appreciate it because, you know, I got supporters now, so I can't be lazy. You know what I'm saying? But I do be tired. But I'm going to. We can go see that tomorrow. I do owe you a movie, so go see that in the morning. I can't give you no popcorn, though. But you know what? We can go to Walmart and get some popcorn and some candy. We can just sneak it in your purse. Yeah, we can just sneak it in your purse and stuff like that because I ain't got the money for no popcorn and no candy or nothing. No, I ain't got no money for no popcorn and stuff like that. So we're probably just going to Walmart. You got your link card, your food stamp card. You can just use your food stamp card. Yeah. We just get it up on there. You could just use your card, and yeah, you could just use your card, and we can go to the movies. Yeah, we could use your food stamp card and spend it on there. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. No, they wanted me to work. They literally wanted me to work tomorrow. Well, this morning, but I couldn't do it because I already knew I was going to be talking to the subscribers and stuff like that. I love my subscribers. I really, really love them, and so I knew I was going to talk to them. And then me going to work in the morning, got to get them up and stuff. I was like, no, but I would prefer, you know, working like overnight, like 2 to 10. But you know, I do miss people. But yeah, we could do that usual. How much you got on your stamps? How much? You only got $100. We could just spend like $10 on your stamps. Yeah, you can spend like $10 on your stamps. How much they give you on your stamps? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, they cut me off on my stamps. They cut me off. They been cut me off on my stamps. And I miss some stamps. I don't understand that. And I told the lady, I said, Catherine, I said, how you going to cut me off on my stamps? She said, because you got a job now. Who cares I got a job now? I still need to eat. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you are taxpayer, this is me, we should be able to get food stamps. That's what I figure. But I told her that, and she just laughed in my face, said, you should run for office. Maybe I should run for office. Maybe I should. One day I might run. And that's going to be on my thing. Everybody get welfare. You get a food stamp card. You work and pay taxes, make over under $100,000 a year, you get to get the food stamps. $300 in food stamps if you work and, you know, you get to get food stamps. You know what I'm saying? You should not have to worry about paying a high grocery bill. And my humble opinion, that's what I believe. You shouldn't have to pay no high expensive grocery bill. You should be able to get it. And I think people will vote for me. I really think people will vote for me. I really do. I really believe so. I really believe so. If you are paying taxpayer, you work 40 hours, you can get $300 in food stamps, $300-$400 in food stamps a month, and that will help a lot of people to be able to contribute to the economy. So that's what I believe, because the groceries are expensive. I went to the store and I had to buy some chicken wings, and the chicken wings was about $20. You know what I'm saying? Those are chicken wings. And so, you know, it's a mad, you know, I had the $20 to pay for it. But what if I was a working mother and I got bills and medical bills? I may not have $20 for those chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to go to the grocery store depending on what you want to buy in the grocery store. You should be able to get whatever in this country. Yeah. Did you click the live off? You didn't click the live off? I'm still live. Oh, man, I'm still alive. I hope I wasn't talking bad about nobody. I thought you clicked the live off. It's so wicked. But we were done with the live. I'm telling you something about the food stamps. I didn't know we were still live. I didn't know we were still live. I'm sorry, producers. Oh, man, I didn't know we were still live. Yeah, we... Somebody say a boy bye. Oh, I was talking to my friend. Oh, man, thank y'all so very much. Tomorrow I'll be going to see a movie tomorrow. So if y'all want to contribute for me to go to the movies, because I do want to go to the movies tomorrow. Because I just like to do something. I've been working so hard, guys, and I want to contribute and go to the movies. So I do want to go to the movies tomorrow. Oh, man. Hey, I see y'all in here. Hi. Thank y'all so very much for y'all support. Get to the, we will get to the 50K subs. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right. I work really hard. Thank y'all so very much. Okay, I got to go because I got to get a, I got a long day of work to do because I got to get the screwdriver from, get this laptop connected. Hopefully, I mean, not laptop, this desktop computer connected. So I got to do that. Thank y'all so very much. Hey, stranger. Where you been? It's been a long time. Yeah, I said no days off in September. I think I'm still trying to keep that up to that. No days off. I missed Thursday, so I got to give y'all a video on Saturday. I got a couple of topics we're going to talk about on Saturday. Hey, stranger. Thank y'all so very much. Gotta go.
We are going live to pictures from Washington, D.C., and the latest report is that there have been immigrants by bus dropped off at Vice President Kamala Harris's residence. This is just outside her home. You can see from these pictures dozens, I would say more than 100. I don't know if there are multiple hundreds of people outside on the lawn there, but not a small number of people outside, not the White House, but Vice President Harris's home address. You are looking live in Washington, D.C. This is the latest breaking news, potentially another contention between Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and the northeastern cities that he has deemed a home for those who have crossed illegally into the country, getting the attention of the federal government. That's what he says his intentions are, to make sure that they know exactly what border towns along our border with Mexico are actually dealing with. The inundation of people, a lack of resources. Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser has now asked for the federal government to step in. They have not taken any action yet, but Mitch, this is certainly the sight to see. All of these people just standing around on the front yard of the Vice President of the United States. Say that breaking news for you. This has been a busy morning already. We are going live to pictures from Washington, D.C. And the latest breaking news for you, this has been a busy morning already. We are...
Can I ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Nigga ain't never told me.
Wally, what is...
Wally, and forgive me if I missed it, man, but what exactly do you need from Tasha K? Like, what do you feel like she has not provided you that you feel she should have? I don't think we got that answer.
Listen, if it were, she needs to do some, maybe an interview or something.
Just a quick video. What is going on between Tasha and Wiley? Wiley has flipped on Tasha. Not that he has said anything bad about her. I mean, he's giving his experience with Tasha, but Ucha. And I knew, like most of us did, something was up when Tasha was sitting on the official King Ben's channel. And I was like, why are you not on Wiley's channel spilling this tea?
Girl, please. You thought...
So Wiley has kind of opened up about what happened between he and Tasha and why they may be going their separate ways, and Stormy's to blame. So we knew something was up when Tasha was sitting on the official King Tasha and Storm. At least when they publicly started showing there was a rift, that was when Tasha was